Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1364. The top 5 reasons your workout isn't working. And What to Do About It, by Katie Prendergast, with BachPerformance.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The top 5 reasons your workout isn't working and what to do about it, by Katie Prendergast with BachPerformance.com. For years, I wasted my time in the gym without seeing much progress. I see many gym goers and training clients frustrated by the same workout mistakes. They feel like they're putting in hard work, but the scale just won't budge. Their gut spills over their belt. They're not seeing results in the mirror. It's frustrating as hell. There are 5 common problems that cause this frustration. Here's how to overcome each problem to get the results you deserve from all of your hard work in the gym. Problem number 1, you're not getting to the gym consistently. Consistency is key. Not having a regular workout routine is like taking 1 step forward and 2 steps back. You go one day, crush it for an hour, feel pleased with yourself, then lose momentum. But it's okay, you'll be back on Monday, right? The Monday mindset is destroying your potential progress. Lack of consistency is why 99% of people never hit their fitness goals. It's far better to show up 3 or 4 days each week for a manageable amount of time, say 20 to 30 minutes, than it is to get 1 killer hour of gym time and then fall off the wagon the next day. If you miss a day, no big deal. Get back into the gym at your very first opportunity. Make it a daily or every other day habit to just show up. That's half the battle. The rest lies in what you do inside and outside of the gym. Problem 2, you're being too consistent. Don't do the exact same thing every workout. Most gym goers burn out from boredom, and it's easy to see why. Many of them arrive at the gym and hit the treadmill or elliptical for 30 to 45 minutes, then go home. Not even the most entertaining Netflix show will keep those 45 minutes feeling fun day after day. If you're part of the enlightened crowd who recognizes that gyms have weights in addition to cardio equipment, good on you. The trap here is that many people use the same machines or lift the exact same weights for the same sets and reps each time. You'll never progress that way. You must apply the principle of progressive overload, which states that your body adapts to the increasing demands you impose on it at the gym. In simpler terms, you have to do more each workout in order to make progress. Continually adding an extra rep, an extra set, or more weight to each exercise is the only way to drive progress and to get to your goals. Problem 3, you're not training the right way for your goals. Ditch your old high school lifting plan. Look, it may have worked back then, but I'm willing to bet that's because you were 16 and literally any training plan would have worked. You had youth in your favor, but in your 20s, 30s, and beyond, that just ain't gonna cut it. Not to mention your goals back then were probably different. These days, you probably just want to look and feel good with as little time and effort invested as possible. Exercise science has come a long way from your high school days of 3 sets of 10 squats, 3 sets of 10 bench presses, and sit-ups until the cows come home. Expand your horizons, vary your rep schemes, learn new exercises, and increase your intensity through supersets and metabolic circuits. For fat loss, stick to major movement patterns like hip hinge, squat, lunge, upper body push-up, and pull so that you work multiple muscles at once. Incorporate moderate strength work in the 8 to 12 rep range. Getting strong helps you maintain your muscle while dieting for fat loss. Add metabolic circuits or high-intensity interval training after your strength work to fire up your metabolism and possibly burn more fat. For muscle gain, still train your major movement patterns at the beginning of your workout. This allows you to lift heavier loads than isolation exercises, and heavier weights stimulate muscle growth. Then add high volumes of accessory exercises to target specific muscles. Work with moderate weights in the 12 to 15 or more rep range and use a controlled tempo. Time under tension is key for muscle growth. Controlling each rep, especially on the lowering portion of the exercise, will create enough stress to build your muscles. Problem 4, you're not eating right for your goals. When they want to tone up, lose weight, or generally get back in shape, where do people first turn? The gym, of course. We think we have to endure a grueling exercise routine in order to see the results we desire. That's partially true, but whether you want to lean out, add muscle, or just feel healthier, you'll also have to focus on your diet. Calories are king. Regardless of your goal, whether it's fat loss or muscle gain, you will need to control your calorie intake. For fat loss, you must create a calorie deficit by eating slightly less than your body requires to maintain your weight. For muscle gain, you must be in a calorie surplus so that your body has enough fuel to build bigger muscles. After calorie considerations, protein is the most important factor. Aim for 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight daily, mostly from whole foods like lean meat, fish, and eggs. Basing your diet around lean protein and all-you-can-eat vegetables is a surefire way to lean out quickly. That strategy doesn't hurt for adding muscle mass either. You'll just have to eat more food overall to create a calorie surplus. You can do so by increasing your carbs and fats. After all, what gets measured gets managed, as the saying goes. The only way to lean out or put on muscle is to manage your diet. Track the food you eat with free apps to make sure you're hitting your calorie and protein targets. If you can consistently hit your macros, you are guaranteed to make progress towards the body you desire. Problem 5, you're sabotaging your workouts with bad habits outside the gym. Even if you spend an hour training each day, that leaves 23 hours to sabotage your results. This can be frustrating as because you feel like you're putting in the work, but you're not seeing the fruits of your labors in the mirror. Bad habits are sneaky saboteurs to your good intentions. They include sitting all day, staying up too late to get a full night of sleep, dehydration from not drinking water throughout the day, thinking your workout earns you a donut, going out on the weekends and drinking too much alcohol. But you can avoid these sneaky saboteurs with simple habit changes. Start with one habit and only one habit. Pick the big, obvious one that's holding you back and attack it. Let's say you only get 5 hours of sleep each night and you know that 7 to 8 hours is ideal. Start going to bed 15 minutes earlier this week. Next week, go to bed 30 minutes earlier. Keep building up in 15-minute increments until you're getting a full night's sleep. Yes, this will take time, 8 to 12 weeks for those not doing the math, but that is how healthy habits are formed, over time, not overnight. Have patience. Once you've fixed your sleep or whatever habit is holding you back, you can move on to the next habit. These are the 5 building blocks of a healthy, energized body and sexy physique. Consistency, progressive overload, the right training plan for your goals, the right nutrition plan for your goals, and fostering healthy habits outside of the gym. And it just so happens, they're also the 5 things missing from most people's training. You just listened to the post titled, The Top 5 Reasons Your Workout Isn't Working and What to Do About It by Katie Prendergast with BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with so much of what Katie said in this article. I've told the story many times of how after years of training, my body didn't look any differently than it did before I started training. In fact, a family member made sure to tell me this to my face after seeing an old picture of me. I would proudly announce to family and friends, the ones that I hadn't seen in years, that in my free time, I worked out. They'd look me up and down and say, "Really? What? I'm not holding a grudge or anything." Moving on. My routine at the time consisted of basically lifting heavy weights. That's all I cared about. All I cared about was getting stronger. Sure, I wanted bigger muscles, but I thought that since I was getting stronger, my muscles were going to magically reveal themselves for the world to see. Obviously, that didn't happen. I was strong, but from a body shape perspective, I pretty much looked the same. I didn't incorporate many cardio-type activities and certainly did not incorporate high-intensity interval training at the time. I also ate a lot of food. Too much, in fact. My waist size ballooned 6 inches. So, being told on multiple occasions that my body looked pretty much the same as it did before I had spent all that time in the gym was a wake-up call for me. I had to do things differently. So, I did. I tried my first set of boot camp classes. I actually paid up front for all of the classes so I couldn't back out at the last minute. I hated it at first. I almost passed out or threw up the first few classes. I still remember having to stop mid-class on multiple occasions to lie down and elevate my feet because the room felt like it was spinning in my head. But by my last prepaid class, I was hooked. I actually looked forward to my workouts. Then people I hadn't seen in a while started asking me, "Hey, are you working out or something? You look different." And then it was on. I had the evidence I needed that told me I found what my body responded to. Now, this doesn't mean I never lift heavy anymore or that I don't perform light cardio days. I absolutely do all of those things. I just be sure to incorporate all of these types of training into my routine. That way, I make sure that, as Katie said in today's article, my workouts are working for me. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.